Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart and employ with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gore. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Hate to see what's all on now. It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living. Just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official.
ninjascroll.web.com. Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hey, everybody. It's Rita. I'm a manager here at Barefoot is Legal. I just want to do a quick video tell you about our hashtag I Did It Barefoot Challenge. So it's going to be the first weekend of April, which is March 30th, 31st, and April 1st. We're going to have the hashtag I Did It Barefoot Challenge. You go to any establishment, any public place, the gas station, grocery store, the doctor, school, or restaurant, whatever it is, go barefoot. Take a picture, selfie, a video. And post it on your social media and ours. Post it with the hashtag I Did It Barefoot. And I'd love to see everybody's videos. I'm definitely going to participate. I know it's been cold here in the Midwest, but we're going to get out there. Hopefully spring's coming soon. Good to see you guys. Happy barefooting.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we have an extra special treat today. Not only do we have Kayla, who's our new Thursday co-host, we still have V, who's not officially moved over to Tuesdays yet. So we have two co-hosts today. And we have a guest next hour, PJ Belanger, which will be here next hour. And we can have you as well. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and it will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so let's bring our co-host in here so we can be a team. Welcome in, Kayla and V.
Thank you. Thank you, America.
Good evening.
Hello. So what have you guys been working on?
Oh, man. I've been fuming about two things. First, the indictment for Trump, and second, the way the media is spinning the girl who massacred three little kids and three staff members from a school.
Well, uh-huh. That's exactly what I plan on talking about tonight.
Yeah. Hang on a sec.
So, Kayla, what about you?
I'd say pretty much same on my end. I also want to talk a little bit about Thomas Massie, some of the stuff he's sharing that kind of goes hand in hand with the Trump indictment situation.
Okay. Well, we got a minute, so if you want to get started, go for it.
Okay, well, there are two videos from Thomas Massie on Twitter that was shared during one of the, I don't know the technical term, is it like congressional hearings or House hearings?
Yeah, I know where you're going. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, well, in the middle of one of these, Thomas Massie is asking Mr. Swap, I think his name is, like S-A-U-E-R, Swar, maybe, about back when Trump was president, he was being charged basically because he decided to block somebody who was talking to him, and they took legal action against him for that because supposedly it's a constituent can't get to the government to express their grievance. Well, now last week when we learned about the virality project, Thomas Massie learned that he was one of the people, and his constituents were some of the people who were actually censored. What they used was malinformation, which means it's real information, but it might lead to negative outcomes.
Yeah.
So Thomas Massie went in to talk about how he was literally blocked from sharing a post that said natural immunity is greater than human immunity, and he was talking about
I can't hear you too well. That's better.
I hear someone looking far.
Go ahead.
So Thomas Massie went on to talk about natural immunity is greater than vaccine immunity, and he was showing or talking about several different peer-reviewed articles that prove this, and it was reported on his that no one could share it, like it, or anything, or comment on it, and it was wrong misinformation. I believe that one was on Twitter at the time, or Facebook. I don't remember which one. I think it was a tweet. And then the man went on to Dr. Swab. He basically said, well, yeah, the government actually basically joined with the media programs, Twitter, Facebook, all that, they joined together and became the entity to censor people, like straight up. And he admitted it, yeah, that was against our First Amendment rights. Into what's going on with Trump, because he was obviously already being brought up on charges for blocking somebody, which if he wasn't president, he could have done. And now he's being indicted for such loose charges that they shouldn't even exist. There's statute of limitations gone, all of it.
V, are you back here yet?
I am, yeah. I hear you.
Because I know you wanted to jump in here, and I need a quick second to go wash my hands. I was running a little behind. Thursdays, my sister comes by to help me with an IV, so I'm running a couple minutes behind schedule, so I just want to go wash my hands while you two have at it.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Don't mind any background noise over here, Kayla. I just got a pizza delivery.
That's understandable.
That's right. It's my day off. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not cooking. I'm not cooking today. But, yeah, the thing is with the charges, the hypocrisy. Didn't Bill Clinton pay off Paula, what's her name? Paula Jones? All the same. It just doesn't make any sense to me. He paid off Paula Jones, but he actually paid her off. It wasn't like his attorney did it. Without his knowledge. So, I mean, the hypocrisy is what kills me with this. The double standard.
Well, right? We have actual proof of the Biden family committing crimes, and they're not going after you. And then you have
exactly.
Such crazy, out-of-date evidence on this man who's once a sitting president, and they're going after him. It's political targeting.
Right. All right, shit. Hang on. Right. I'm sorry, now I'm going to retreat to a quieter part of my room. I'm so sick and tired of all of this. We know that the country's got a lot going on. We got inflation. We got banks collapsing. We got World War III on the horizon. We got China eating our lunch, starting to trade with other countries with the yen.
Yeah, not only that. So, yeah, China's trading with, what was it? I believe they're trading with France for yuan. And then you have Russia is trading with India for rubles. They're going to gold back.
That's right. And India has even used gold back, the gold standard. I think they were even giving it out to people in ATM machines. It's insane. And the United States, like, our purchasing power is so much less. I looked at there's a chart that you can use online now. Let me get you the name of it. Where you can tell the chart what you would buy for a dollar or something. And how much it would cost you in whatever year you put. So I look it up. Let's see. It's called the inflation calculator. So the default date is 1913. So it says here, if in 1913 I purchased an item for $1, in 2023 it would cost me $30.39. And that's a rate of inflation of 2,938%. It's insane. We can't buy anything with this dollar right now. And
no,
that's a third country for that. Like, this country is really flexing on money they don't even have. Other countries
well,
owe us money, and we hemorrhage it.
I mean, we literally are a debt-based system at this point in time, have been for a few years. But now it's starting to be realized, hey, the dollar is worthless. Meanwhile, we've been raised on credit cards and debt, so that's all we're doing is getting more and more into debt. Just like, oh, it's okay. This is our lifestyle.
Yeah, but the average person has no clue what all that even means.
That's so
nope.
true.
They don't teach it in school anymore. I was taught that in school. And I grew up in the hood in the Bronx, New York. But I was at the top of my class, and I got shown some favoritism. I had some teachers that mentored me and took me under their wing, you know? I'm very fortunate in that regard, but I also independently looked around and looked into things. But I remember being in middle school and having a teacher teach us how to read the stock quote from in the Wall Street Journal. It all used to just be tiny font to me. It didn't make any sense, but he helped us make it made sense. And that was, like, before I even went to high school. So, again, I'm very fortunate to have teachers that gave a damn enough to teach kids like that.
I would definitely say so. I would say my teachers, I only had one who actually made us question what we were learning and why this happened, why that happened. All the rest of the teachers just read out of the book. I actually remember one of my social studies teachers laughing at the, like, indigenous people at one point and, like, the colonizers, because they were like, these people believe medicine was plants. And now today, when it literally is.
Wow. So now these teachers are teaching kids how to hate this country, how to feel confused about their sex or gender, and to focus on
my whole thing, though, while they're teaching all this, my question is always, who benefits from this? Are the teachers benefiting from teaching kids how to hate?
They think they are. They think they're virtuous and good-standing citizens. They think they're doing something good for humanity, I would think. A lot of them are just a bunch of virtue-signaling useful idiots. They were taught it in school, and they're carrying it on like it's some type of tradition they have to pass along. To people who aren't even related to them, anymore.
But did you see all the stuff in Tennessee where all these trans people, they breached their Tennessee Capitol building? And nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Like, the media didn't call it an insurrection.
Right, exactly.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, the double standard, I was just telling her. It's outrageous.
Are
everything
you
that they're
about
saying.
Trans Day of Vengeance?
No, we're talking about the literal Capitol was stormed by, how many people was it? 200, 2,000? Yeah, they assaulted police. They hurt some police. And the same thing that they were appalled at by the January 6th people, clutching their pearls, their imaginary pearls.
Sure.
Ridiculous. But the only response to this is to get just on their level. I can't think of another way. Honestly, like, and I'm speaking from experience here, the only way to reach people who are that debased of mind is to behave just like them and get on their level and get in their face. I can't think of another way. I'm sorry. I know how that makes me sound.
No, I understand. I had a friend once a few years ago. I forget if it was a quote he told me or if he just said this, but I think it might have been a quote. Basically, if you want to sit here and debate, I'll debate you. If you want to sit here and yell at me and name call, I'll sit here and yell and name call too.
Right.
But you are right. I don't even know. It makes me think of living back hundreds of years ago before we had our freedom. It feels like we're right back under colonial rule.
Well, all the things this country was founded on opposing, we've now devolved into exactly that. And these are the telltale signs of a falling empire. I say history just repeats itself over and over. Nobody learns anything.
No, especially when they stop teaching it.
Right. And they start teaching things like the 1619 Project.
Well, did you see in California where they offered $5 million for every black person in the state of California, and they're saying it's not enough?
It'll never be enough.
Well, yeah. Reparations?
Yes.
They were just tearing up a Target, walking out with shopping carts full of stuff. Nonsense, too, like toys and all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, y'all don't want to eat. Y'all just taking stuff off the shelves just to take it.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some poet, like, you know, one of those, like, spoken word poets with long nails and long lashes making up a rhyme about how 400 years of oppression entitles them to take what wasn't given and all the 40 acres and the mule thing. I mean, I heard of people getting their 40 acres and the mule. Not everybody did get it. There was apparently some cutoff point where if you didn't file or apply for it, and of course the word wasn't spread probably as efficiently as it could have been, but people got what they were promised for having lived in slavery.
Well, with that topic, have you all seen the CNN article on digital blackface?
Yes. Yeah.
Saying the woman, oh, what's her name? I don't know. I wrote this down. I have a little book now that since I can't be on the computer downstairs, so I gotta find it. What was her name? Is this? Oh, this page. Okay. So the quote from Laura Michelle Jackson, who is in the article on CNN, written by John Blake. He says, the internet thrives on white people laughing at exaggerated displays of blackness, reflecting a tendency among some to see black people as walking hyperbole. Hyperbole basically just means an exaggerated statement or claim. Kind of
hyperbole.
Like,
hold on.
It's pronounced hyperbole. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hyperbole.
It does look like hyperbole.
To me, she's kind of saying, like, so using comedy is dehumanizing them, as long as if it's coming from a white person, is how I took that.
Right. If white people not allowed to share black people's content anymore. That's right. I heard that. I couldn't believe it.
Right? Just like, so wait, what if they share white people's stuff then? Or what if a Mexican shares a black person's thing? Like, excuse me? Honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like this is just a wrapped up form of going after the Second Amendment, or not the Second, the First Amendment, while also wrapping it up in a bow of racism.
Yeah, and they normalized it. And they have the backing of the media, politicians, musicians, actors, all kinds of celebrities, podcasters. They get that kind of backing, people who make the most noise. And people like you and me who do a pushback, we get doxxed, embarrassed, humiliated, visited upon, our property vandalized, our jobs taken from us because of the pressure that's put on our bosses. It's obviously an ass backwards time to be alive.
You're not wrong all, but... Wait.
We got to have each other's back. You know, people go and they push back. You have to be supportive and courageous enough to stand with them as well. A lot of people not willing. They don't have the courage. And don't nobody want to be bothered, right? Who wants somebody strange visiting their house, vandalizing their car, spray painting their house and stuff? Nobody.
No.
Yeah,
no one really wants.
They know you don't want to get involved. That's why they're getting in your face, because they know. It's the bully system.
Right. And then, God forbid, you say something to them or you roll your eyes. It's like, oh, you're causing me harm. Actual violence isn't violence. Words and silence are violence. But when you control the language, how does the expression go, Pooh? You control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I control my machete. Let me stop. I don't have a machete yet.
So, Kayla, how did you like that article I showed you?
I'm looking at it now.
Let me see.
Oh, it just makes me think of more indoctrination, and it makes me sick to my stomach. Are these people alive? It just doesn't make it body.
I'm still looking at that Dutch television show. I'm downloading.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That's wild. I thought it was that you wanted me to join. You wanted me to join a group about reopening. Was it Boston? By the way, I don't know if you know, a bunch of New Yorkers were out in the streets celebrating Trump's indictment. They always
really?
Think something's going to come of this. Yeah. Out in the street holding up posters and pictures of Trump behind bars and stuff like that. Let me show you. Oh, my God.
At least yeah. Ron DeSantis is doing one right thing. He said he's not going to extradite him.
Good.
Right.
Yeah, he's
not going to get involved either. Like, he also was saying, like, you know, it doesn't look good, and he has a little something snarky to say about Trump paying off porn stars, but all right.
Mm-hmm. They,
apparently they have nothing on DeSantis. He's, like, the most boring guy that all they could get on him was that he wolfs down his food, and he, like, licks his fingers, and he eats noisily, and he eats in the middle of meetings in front of people, and they just find it absolutely repulsive. That's the most that they got on Ron DeSantis. Sorry, you can't make this up.
That sounds like he's someone who just doesn't care at the end of the day.
Right?
I'm hungry.
He eats like a slob.
Oh,
God.
Can't
be governor eating like that. It makes me feel bulimic. And that causes me harm.
Right? I don't remember the name of this senator. It's a video I can send you in a bit from Twitter, where today they were discussing I always forget if it's the humility, the project that they were talking about last week with the Twitter files that came out, where they were going in and they were censoring everybody, whether it was real information or even up to a joke.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, they were discussing at one point, they didn't have the person there to ask them these questions. So they went into saying, well, we have the actual report, which is what the thing was being held for. And one woman said, well, we don't have him here. One senator, I should say. And so she said, we need to address him, not this. And then one of the other senators gave her the actual document that they were discussing. And she got mad and threw it back at him. Like, this is not professional.
I just laugh. If I don't laugh, I'm going to lose my damn mind.
Let me find that to send.
So we have a guest on next hour.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who was it? I heard you say, but I couldn't remember.
Just a local Vegas activist, PJ Belanger.
Nice.
Not even just showing her her Facebook profile. I don't know if that would even do her justice. I probably should send it to you, though, just so you have it.
Yeah.
So I was going to see if we can get the Broccoli Man out of the way early. Although I'm sure
All right. Our
Broccoli Man isn't as fun as the one that you found.
All right. Cool. Dang it. All right. All right, I just followed her, so
Okay.
I can't add her as a friend. PJ, right there?
Yeah.
Proof, I gotta tell you, I started drinking this thing. It's called Good Sport, and it's milk-based. It has electrolytes and stuff. It's crazy good. It's like, I'm addicted to it now. It's literally like deproteinized milk with citric acid, because I got it in the orange flavor, monk fruit extract, and sea salt. It's crazy, right?
Okay.
Because milk is supposed to be fried in water. So this is one of those, very few milk-based drinks that hydrates. Delicious. I just had to get that out of the way. I'm addicted to a milk-based energy electrolyte drink.
Woo-hoo. All right, if you guys are ready, I'll go ahead and get to work here on Mr. Broccoli.
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Okay. All right, this one's called Sets the Truth Free, featuring The Factor. So, Kayla, you have not seen The Factor yet. She's a fact checker, so she's on the side of boring.
Okay.
Well, fact checkers are never cool. You know that.
Okay.
No, they're not.
I've been banned for like a year straight because of those people.
All right, so let me go ahead and get it going here. So if you're ready, I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Broccoli's talk. You need to go back into social media jail. You are telling too much truth. I mean, you are spreading too much misinformation and disinformation. You are also permeating hate speech.
Do what?
You shared the wrong information about January 6th. You are going against our narrative that it was more deadly than every world war ever on Earth. We need to ban you for 90 days for your hate speech.
Please tell me how sharing the truth with live video means it is hate speech. Maybe you do not know the definition of what hate speech is.
You something struck her. Of course I know what hate speech is. I am a person of color and you are not. You showed a video showing the Capitol building was opened from the inside. That was false information. People stormed the building and opened the doors. Why did you lie?
You mean the doors that have no way of being opened from the outside and the police opened the doors themselves?
Yes. And you also told the world that the Q shaman was peaceful and was led around by the police in the building. They showed him all the doors and opened them. You even showed a picture of him saying a prayer with the police. Why did you have to show so much violence on your social media?
Where was the violence at then? He had no weapons and was escorted by the police. The police showed him everything and gave him a tour of the building. Then he prayed with the cops.
That is false. He murdered those police officers. Also, after he murdered the officers, that prayer he said with those cops he killed and they opened doors for him, that was more violent than anything Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot, and Joseph Stalin ever did combined. And here you are telling the public like we authorized you to do so.
Please tell me how saying a prayer with police is the worst thing ever anyone has done? And if he killed the police, then why did the same police he allegedly murdered walk around with him and open doors for him?
You also were unfairly targeting reps. You showed many videos of him telling people to storm the Capitol and creating violence. Why are you going after our paid provocateurs? Reps would never harm a Democrat voter.
Look, the video surveillance does not lie. He should be arrested for inciting violence.
That is it. He is going to sue you for not taking down the videos and apologizing publicly for sharing this information out. You are also going to be sued by Brandon's son Hunter for showing evidence of him doing things with children that we cannot allow on television or social media. They can only see at drag queen story times and in their kindergarten classrooms.
Why does the government agencies have to pay people like Ray Epps to promote violence? Yet you are targeting parents as domestic criminals for standing up for their own children's education at school board meetings. And why is it okay to show kids X-rated material in schools and make the students touch themselves inappropriately in the classroom or else they fail the class and have to get their parents in for a parent-teacher conference?
I cannot take your racism anymore. You are a fascist. Plus you are extra racist for not allowing grown men who identify as women dressed in miniskirts to show their penises to the children. We need children to be present and be groomed at our drag queen story times.
It is one thing for a man wearing a dress to read to kids. But why is it so important for them to show their junks, do lap dances on the kids, and many of them do not even read books?
Oh my gosh, broccoli stalk. You need to put your hate speech away right now or else we will have to bring you to that FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist. And you are extra dexterous, extra racist for not promoting the gene therapies. You told everyone there are side effects to them. That is false information. They are safe and effective.
If they are so safe, then why does the former CDC director even say they are not safe?
Because he is also telling false information, misinformation and disinformation.
Help me understand. What is the difference between misinformation, disinformation, and false information?
You are something ducker. That's why. The COVID gene therapies are the safest gene therapies ever. Just ask Dr. Tedros from the World Health Organization or Dr. Friday. You should listen to them because they are doctors. You should also listen to Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
People have been dying all over the place and having myocarditis or heart attacks right after getting the gene therapies.
That is false. They are dying because they are reading false information online or doing too much exercise. There are many reasons why people are suddenly dying after getting a gene therapy. We do not know exactly why people die after getting a gene therapy. But it is definitely not from the gene therapy.
If you do not know what is causing the myocarditis or heart attacks, then how do you know it is not from the gene therapies?
Because if people do any research, they will not get any gene therapies. It is considered liberal and factual information that everyone needs to get a gene therapy so our Earth can have depopulation take place. Without gene therapies, we would not be able to have less people living on Earth.
Why is it that elites can decide to kill people by gene therapy, and that is perfectly legal?
Because they pay for almost all of the commercials on TV and keep many companies still in business. Without their money, they would no longer be in business.
Hey everyone. Do not be listening and believing to the globalist agenda. You need to not watch fake news. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.com from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to Freedomizer Radio and click on the Listen Live button.
That is it, Broccoli's Talk. You are coming with me. You are going straight to the FEMA camp. That definitely does not exist. You need to learn how to not give out information that our liberal media does not agree with. You are waking up too many people by sharing information we do not approve of you sharing. For shame, Broccoli's Talk.
All right, I hope that was all right.
Broccoli's Talk.
Broccoli's Talk, yeah.
You managed to cram everything into that conversation. Everything. Michelle Obama, or Michael Obama, whatever. The FEMA camps, the strippers, everything. I don't know how you do it.
What was it? Jesse, I always want to say Ventura, and I don't know if that's his actual last name, because I think of the one character played by the one, what's his face?
You talking about the wrestler?
Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura. Like...
Thank
oh, Jim
you, Ace Ventura. And yes, the wrestler. So he, well, not only was he a wrestler, he also worked with military, and he was a governor.
Team, yeah.
That's true, that's true.
So he went on to have the conspiracy theories show a while, I think, on the History or Discovery Channel. And one of those episodes, you have to do a lot of digging to find, he actually went over the FEMA camp, how our Congress signed into law. It was supposed to be 12 FEMA
Rex
camps.
Rex 84, yes.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. That and that's literally... They don't talk about it. Outside of that, you don't hear anything. They're like, well, they don't exist. Really?
Right.
That's why whenever I talk about the FEMA camp, that's why right after it says that does not exist.
Right. Oh, I found that hilarious.
Unreal.
So it sounds like the episode was okay then.
Yeah. I like how, what is it they always do, the up you, up yours. What was that? That
yeah. Fact? Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
Hate Rocketman with passion.
That misinformation, my God, I hate that term.
But I don't know what the difference is between misinformation, disinformation, and false information.
Right. I know, they have manipulated the definitions, but misinformation, one of them is deliberate, I think. Like, misinformation is false, whether you mean to or know that it's meant to be false and mislead people, right? And I think that...
So wouldn't that be different. False information?
Yeah, I guess they're synonymous. But then the disinformation, I think it specifically is like leading to like countries, propaganda. You know what I mean? Like one is like, I don't know, misinformation is like you mean to mislead people, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But it's information meant to do that. And the other one is just pure like political propaganda.
Mm.
It's not a very, it's not a vast difference, right? I'm just saying. I did look it up because I remember getting into it on Twitter about it. I'm always getting into it on Twitter, by the way. I really should never have gone back to that hellhole.
Well, instead of it being 95% liberals, now it's just 68%.
Yeah, I guess
the other 40% were bots.
Yeah, sure. I mean, who knows? Like, honestly, just to think that somebody in a thread could honestly not even be a human being is just, it's mind-blowing to me.
Well, we had the one of the ex-executives of Google flat-out stated, or well, one of the AI execs anyways, he said that Google's AI is becoming sentient, and he was actually scared of it. So whatever they're programming into them, yeah, it can be very terrifying to think about.
I saw that guy, and I think that honestly somebody programmed the Google AI to have these conversations, that the guy felt he was engaging with something that was becoming sentient. There's no way, you know, a computer could. So when they say stuff like that, I think it feeds into the way people see computers or robots as cute, and that humanization is so dangerous. It's almost like the same thing as anthropomorphism, where you look at an animal like something that can experience human emotion and human feelings and have human-like experiences.
like, you know how they'll say, you know, when you artificially inseminate a cow, you're raping them. Like, that's a human term applies to an animal that's anthropomorphizing them. So we do the same thing with robots. Like, we have this little one, I think, that Amazon makes. It's $1,000, and it basically rolls around your house. It takes in the dimensions of every room, and it follows you around, and it gives you things that you ask it. Like, you know, when you need to hear music, or you want a little weather, you want a little time, you want to rest your drink on top of it. It does all of that. It's stupid, but, I mean, it's another way to surveil, and people find the harmlessness in it because they're so appealing aesthetically. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're a cute little robot. Let me pinch this little cheek. And meanwhile, it's like, recording you, and the CIA has access to it, and the FBI can tap into it. Like, get out of here, man. This stuff is crazy.
Two things on that. First one, my aunt, she actually got one of those Alexas for Christmas one year, and my entire family was just playing with it, and I decided to ask it. I was like, hey, Alexa, do you spy on us? And it said, only for commercial purposes. Everything else you have to contact my manufacturer for.
It's true. They want to feed you ads, and they want to make it seem harmless, but that's where they make their money, off of those recordings. They sell it to third parties, and they don't have to clear the third parties. They don't care who the third party is. You know, it could be some little Indian startup company, and now they've got all this information on you, and next thing you know, you're getting, like, telemarketer emails or calls or, you know, hacks, because all of your information is going through your IP address, your home address, your phone number. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask on the second part of that, have either of you seen the article that came out a month or so ago? I'll have to do some digging for it. But an article came out about how Roombas, the little vacuum robot, is going around taking dimensions of people's houses, taking pictures and everything.
Yep. This lady found her Roomba was recording video of her while she was on the toilet, I believe.
Yep. That is the exact one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, not cool. I mean, I don't have one. Those things are not very useful for me. I have a fully carpeted home. That thing would be out of battery and wouldn't even make it back to the charging base with my house. So, you know, it's useless, and I need, like, it's a low tile carpet, so I need, like, a much heavier and stronger vacuum than
well,
that little crumb catcher.
Well, you know, we have 3 dogs and 6 cats, so I'm in the same boat.
Oh, imagine. Right, your thing would be dead on the first pass. And full. Yes or no, you wouldn't think about that. You would think that it's just, it bumps into stuff and it spins and it goes another way. You wouldn't think that it's programmed to actually measure the room that it's in and even have the capacity to record. Remember when they came out with the Google Home and people were like taking it apart and they found a microphone inside and Google was like, oh, we didn't know there was a microphone in there. Sorry. And they had to recall and reissue. Yeah, my bad. Come on, man. And people still bought them. I don't get it. Nobody boycotts stuff anymore. Jesus.
I'm all about boycotting.
Like, really? Me too. I don't touch any soft drink products. I don't touch most of the products that came out with Black Lives Matter or the little black blank screen for that one day for solidarity. I forgot even what the heck that was. Then anybody who virtue signaled for the trans movements, anybody who said that a man was a woman, I done. Ulta, done. I don't go to any of these. I will shop locally. I will make it myself. Makeup. I don't buy anything from any of these companies. In fact, I still use Melaleuca for most of my stuff. So I shop American. I try to get enzyme-based stuff. I go to local mom-and-pop shops, little pop-ups here and there. I'll try my best. But, nah, they don't get my money, these little. And all these chemicals-proof, they've just been destroying my body. My endocrine system has been all jacked up because of this. I've never felt better in my life. I'm chemical-free. You know what I'm saying?
My family is currently trying to do the transition to chemical-free, I just started pointing out to them, hey, so this chemical is in this drink, and it causes these side effects, which you complain about all the time. And my mom's starting to take it serious, so we're starting to look for more chemical-free products. People
That's
are
so good.
Starting to wake up slowly.
Yeah, I mean, this bottled water craze, I remember when bottled water came out, I was already a rookie cop, right? And I was working in Manhattan, and me and my coworkers and even regular people in stores, we would laugh. We were like, you guys are selling water. Like, you could just get it from the tap. Like, it's free. It was so stupid, just the idea. And then it was like, oh, you got it from a mountain? Yeah, right. And we knew that was BS. But what we didn't know was that those bottles were loaded with BPE, right? And that was going to start turning frogs, male frogs into female frogs in the water. And it was going to be in our septic systems and our, you know, pipes, and that eventually it would start to take an effect on men in general. Women, I mean, well, I would say that it gave women problems with their periods, problems sleeping, problems with acne, hair trouble, like as far as losing hair. I think that that's the impact it had on society. And that's just the start. I can't even talk about nonstick pans. And now they're like, oh, this is not nonstick. I mean, it is nonstick, but it doesn't have PFOA. Okay, so what does it have? Multiple layers of aluminum. So doesn't aluminum leach at certain temperatures? Doesn't it start to leach into your food, and then you can consume the aluminum, which is still not good for you, and it tends to gravitate towards the brain, and it causes Alzheimer's? Like, you're better off cooking over a fire on a skinny rock. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for my grandma's old cast iron and stuff.
Seriously. I mean, cast iron is as good as he's getting right now. Cast iron, stainless steel, less harmful, ceramic.
Yeah, I like to cook outside on the grill. I'm a propane and propane executive accessory guy.
Nice. Oh, you know the air fryer thing, Proof. You know how they were lined with the nonstick coating, and just that alone was like melting and spinning around and getting onto foods, and so people were still. And they had these warnings on the box that warned them that the chemicals were harmful and could cause cancer. Insanity. So let's try an air fryer. They couldn't line any of them with stainless steel or another type of metal. Like, unbelievable.
See, my Ninja Foodie has an air fryer ability, and that's what we use.
That's nice. I like those Ninjas. And they're huge, and they're pretty cheap. They're good for the price.
Yeah, what did we pay? We paid $185 on a clearance sale.
That's dang good.
I admit, I've never even looked at an air fryer or know anything about them. We're crockpot people.
I
have a crockpot.
I have two. I have a round and an oval. The round is for desserts and the oval is for the big meals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Staying straight. Yep. I don't play. I cook all the time. And I have every appliance known to man in my kitchen. My counters are completely full. There's barely enough room for me to chop or dice anything on them. It's crazy. And I think my son really resents me for having so many appliances. Oh, well. He'll get over it. He can move out, too. He's almost 22. Yeah.
I was waiting for our guest to join us tonight.
All right. Any signs?
No, I just sent a message out. Hopefully they're coming soon, or they'll at least let me know either way.
All right, cool. Yeah, I want to hear what she's up to over there. I really was hoping to move
anything on crypto you want to talk about this week?
I was hoping you'd ask. I've been really staying on it, and I've seen that slow upward climb that Bitcoin's been making. I know you saw it hit like 28K, 29,
yeah.
So I'm excited about that because I even got it when it hit 15 and 16. You know, I bought chunks every week, and like finally, I'm starting to see some growth. I'm still down because I did buy some when it was in the 40s, so I'm excited to see if we can get right back up to that. I mean, this year, I think a lot of people are starting to invest in crypto. Somebody asked me at work to teach them about crypto because they didn't understand the concept. I mean, it's just volatile investing. How else do you put it, you know? But I'm looking forward to this year, man. I've been staying on my Bitcoin, though. Staying on Bitcoin. I haven't bought any more Ethereum because I haven't been investing in any more poop coins. I wonder if you heard of a coin called Pi. P-I. Pi, I think it was a year ago, January 2022. People were sending around a link like, hey, sign up to mine Pi. And like basically every day you have to go to the app and remind it to keep mining. And it just quietly mines in the background on your phone. And last year it wasn't even worth anything. It was like billions of a cent. And just a few days ago, it hit like $32. So people who had been mining, yeah, and had hundreds of coins that I know, one friend made $19,000. Another one made $4,000. When you go to cash out, you have to verify who you are. And once you verify, you have to go into a queue for people who want to cash out. And I think they limited the number of people who could do that right now because, of course, they don't want to bottom out, which is really smart on their part. But the Pi coin finally made something of itself, and that's a big deal. Of course, I didn't download it because I got bombarded by, like, five different people. Like, sign up under me, and I hate that. So finally my son sent me a link, so I signed up under him. I couldn't favor a friend or someone over my son, of course. So now I'm quietly mining Pi. I have, like, two coins. That's crazy.
Have not looked at my Pi in a long time. I don't even know if I have the link still. But I remember signing up because somebody gave me a link like 4 years ago or something.
Right. I only just got it last year, so I was surprised to see that it made it to anything. So if you even have a few, see if you can just make sure you're verified and see if you can cash out. It's crazy. That is the one that caught my eye. And I'm always looking at the coins that you suggest. I always look at the top movers to see who's doing all right. I'm always looking at Maker, which is in a nice little, like a nice, it's nestled down nicely for me. Like I think the lowest I saw it was like 590 or something like that, or 500. I don't know, but I know that it was 5, and now it's 680. So I'm like, are you going to go down a little bit more, my
friend?
Now
it's still low.
Yeah. But every time we looked at it, it was in thousands, you know? So I'm like, should I get half of a Maker? Like, you know, I'm really tempted. Really tempted. That one is strong. I can say that's a strong coin. But it is down $1,400 from its high, which is insane to me. This year.
Yeah.
The question is how?
I know, right? I think it's just because so many people cash out who have a ton of it. That's really what it is.
That's
you know,
true.
And then, like,
they don't want their money.
And there's so many people in the, like, you have to really follow the people who created it. Sometimes they are on Discord. They're not even, like, on Facebook. Some of them, they have groups. And if they say something or say nothing, then people start losing confidence and they just pull out. Like, that's how that community is. The community is very moody and very temperamental. They don't like celebrities promoting them. Like, when Kim Kardashian talked about one coin called Emacs, people started selling it. They were like, nobody wants to deal with celebrities. They want to hear from the developers. They want to see what they're going to do with the token. Are you going to make it an NFT? Or I don't know if you know what an NFT is.
She knows it.
I know it's supposed to be kind of, the way it's been described to me is like it's a GIF of sorts.
Right.
You can make money off of it.
They're not always animated. Yeah, they're not always animated, but those are pretty expensive, the ones that are. But they're basically just art developed by people who want to trade. It's almost like digital sports cards, you know? Or like Pokemon cards type of thing. It's except they don't trade them to do damage to each other and to fight. But it's really like, it started with like wealthy people playing around and sending them back and forth. And it's like, it has a digital ID that makes it unique so that nobody can copy it. You can take a screenshot of it, but it doesn't make it real. It's not the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people would open an account. Right. On, let's say, OpenSea. It's a website that allows people to throw their cryptocurrency in there. Usually it's Ethereum, and buy one or two. And some of them, my son does this. He'll find out somebody's giving them away a certain amount of them, so he puts himself on the list to get and receive it. So he gets one for free, and then they open up to trading, and the value of it goes up, so he makes money just because he got it for free. And that's how he really started to see money rolling in for himself. And he's doing it on a small scale. We're talking about people who buy them and pay like tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands for just a little cartoon pic. It's insane.
Yeah, we've talked about that for years. That's one thing that I've never understood.
Same.
I'm right there with you.
The only thing
I would have to add on the Bitcoin topic is that I know this week it's been stated Arkansas is apparently putting up a bill that would make gold, silver, and Bitcoin legal tender, which I thought gold and silver already was in Arkansas, so that was surprising.
Yeah, Arkansas. Like, you would have shocked me even more if you said Mississippi. Kansas. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because that's the Clinton's home state. So, I mean, that just has, you know, the Hillary Clinton all over it.
Hopefully they stay unscathed for what that person has done in the plan.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at houses in Little Rock, Arkansas, Poof.
Were
you? It was so cheap compared to New York. Yeah, so cheap.
Anything
outside of New York is cheap. What the heck am I saying?
California.
You could still come to Vegas.
I mean, the cost of property shot up like you saw.
They're on the way down, though.
I mean, when I see that, then yeah. But my friend rents a whole 5-bedroom house for, what was it, like, she said $1,200 a month or $1,400 a month? I couldn't even dream of that kind of price. Yeah, you don't get anything for $1,200 a month. Not even renting a room from an old lady who's going to, I'll pick it open with her bobby pin. Nothing.
Oh, well, you'll really like what I pay a month for my mortgage.
Oh, don't tell me, please.
Oh, I'll be happy to tell you. Thank you for asking. So, I have a 5-bedroom house. It is just a shade under 2,000 square feet. It's like 1992 square feet or something. And it's my, including the taxes and insurance, it's $762 a month.
So where's that guest?
What's that? Oh, I don't know. I tried.
I'm just changing the subject. Nah,
Now I'm upset.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
At that point, it's basically you're just paying to live in a fancy place is the best way I can say it.
Right.
I wouldn't
more
say
so
this house is fancy, but it's...
I found it in New York.
I was going to say, my house is just an average run-of-the-mill house. It's really nothing special. It's not... It could be a... I'm not saying it's a fixer-upper, but there's some stuff that needs to be fixed. And but I've been here since 2001.
Nice.
So, I've been here a while.
I know we've been told, we had a friend come out here from California a couple years ago, but he came out here and saw our house, and he told my parents, like, you could sell this in California for a couple million. Like, here it's like $120,000, what they bought it for originally.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just can't believe it would be flipped for that much out there. But it's, I guess, you pay for where you live.
I still think you would like St. George, Utah, though, V.
Yeah. Because you want me to walk around barefoot, probably, right? In Utah. I don't know. I got to go over there.
Like,
I got to travel.
We're going to go next weekend. We're going to go visit my Wednesday co-host again, Amanda. We go up there two or three times a year. It's 2 hours away from the house, and it's just different scenery, and it's really nice out there, and we like it out there.
It sounds nice, and I know it's beautiful. I know a guy who likes to – he lives in Arizona, but he likes to go hiking in Utah, and it's just beautiful. I can't even believe just that kind of beauty exists. I just hate what this country's become, dude. What the hell's going on, man? It's like our government is completely communist, and it's run by banks and like two big companies, Bilderberg and Goldman Sachs. I mean, no, BlackRock. Yeah, definitely
yeah.
BlackRock.
Well, you're not wrong. I mean, they sold it to billionaires, which was in the hands better than millionaires.
I just don't understand this. I was trying to read it before I went on air, but my sister has to come by once a week for my home health. She's a nurse, so she comes by for my weekly home health care. So that's why I was running late, because on Thursdays I might run a little late. But 34 counts against Trump, there's not 34 counts to be had on Stormy
exactly.
Daniels. Well, what are they inventing?
Right. They are inventing.
Even
that's the problem.
Even if it were something he could be taken to trial to, wouldn't it have only been one count because it's one person?
Right. Well, they're probably going to break apart one count and make it multiple. That's so typical of New York, too. And isn't he being sued civilly by the Manhattan DA? Forgot her name. Letitia?
Yeah, they couldn't find anything the first time, but... This guy, this DA, really thinks he's going to make a name for himself so he could become the next governor.
He had the audacity to say that he was hoping to find some evidence to convict Trump on. And I'm like, wait, you don't have anything? Wouldn't you want to have it beforehand? Like, I'm appalled that he could even say something so ridiculous and asinine. Where's Pianchi? What does he have to say about this?
But if I just don't see how someone can just come out and say, I really want to arrest Trump. So I'm going to bypass the statute of limitations. I am going to bypass the fact that it's a misdemeanor, and I'm going to make only this one a felony. Everybody else can have this as a misdemeanor if they even get a crime. But we're going to throw the book at this guy because I don't like him, and this will help my political career.
Right.
That's right.
As far as I know, that was not acceptable practice up until recently.
Right. That's the thing. We got these people who are activists in these positions of power. That's dangerous for all of us, missetting a precedent with Mr. Trump.
Yeah, but he was somebody that can go out and say, I could prosecute a ham sandwich if I want. What faith do you have in this? It's like I can get him just because I can. And that's not the justice that we're supposed to have.
No,
well, we know based on 2 years, at least, of George Floyd riots, that they're willing to look the other way when it comes to so-called social justice. And anything about...
So I was actually part of one of the... At first, it was a protest for the Cincinnati riots that ended up happening. I was one of the people protesting for what I thought at the time was actual justice. I didn't realize it was a Soros ploy at that point. And I saw people coming together during the day when I was there the first time really well around, I guess, 9 o'clock or so. Everyone was at the police station, and we were told we had to be out of there before or by 10 because curfew was going into effect.
Yeah.
And the officers, some of them you could tell didn't want anything to do with this. Some of them, they looked ashamed of the situation as it was. But the anger in the crowd really surprised me. They started throwing stuff at these officers. Meanwhile, I'm there trying to say, look, if you know any information, there are sites you can go to anonymously report bad officers. One man moved to Germany to set up those sites for them to report to because he was being threatened by his precinct. They moved out of the country. But then these people start throwing bottles at them. They looked empty to me. But the next thing I know, tear gas, people are going down. An interesting situation. I did not want to be there for when it turned into a riot, but people near me, there was one man, I think I might still have the video, where he was telling everyone, organize, get together, attack at once. And everyone turned to him and started saying, Fed, keep your cameras on him. He's a Fed. He told me straight up, I didn't give you permission to record me. So it was weird.
That's right.
But those were definitely put in place now that I look back on it. It's what we do in other countries. Well, we've had special missions people report on, I believe Alex Jones show, maybe like 5-6 years ago, where this man came on and said, well, this is how we go into different countries. We set up small riots to basically topple the current sitting governor or whoever's in position of power to show that they're not what the people want, and then they go in, cause this chaos, and then get them out. It's what we've historically done with our military for years, so it's no surprise to see it's now being used on us.
No surprise at all.
Oh, and tidbit, if you ever have tear gas, please pray that you have milk.
Yeah, stuff is bad. And the pepper spray, too.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that tear gas has a different effect than the pepper spray. It's like the tear gas might make you go to the bathroom on yourself or something.
God, no. They first threw this canister full of tear gas out. It hit the person in the head that was standing next to me, and he went down. And my first thought was, help him. But then the gas got to me. I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe. You're just smoking while trying to get away, to get somewhere there where there's air. And some people, they were going around as medics. They had milk. They were able to help some people and get that off. And you know, it does more. I don't know. I don't support it being used on civilians at all.
Yeah, I agree. It should be used on savages.
I don't think it should be used unless you're trying to save kids from some bad people. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is? I'm very much against police officers that would back something that's unconstitutional, that they mindlessly go and do it, and that they themselves don't push back against their boss or against the order that is unconstitutional, especially when they take an oath. You know, I saw a lot of police officers lose their mind in 2020, telling couples they have to sit 6 feet apart, giving people citations for not having a mask on and forcing people out of restaurants because they didn't have a vaccine card. That stuff is ridiculous.
I also know they were also probably not very happy when they were used to go in and close down businesses because they refused to follow the mandates and the guidance code.
Right.
They should. At the end of the day, that's illegal in America, unconstitutional. We have a right to secure our lives in this country, and they just destroyed how many in the matter of a few months?
Well, yeah, but
now we
live
in a godless country.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah, for real. We live in a godless country, and all of our rights are based on what is God-given. So, like, if we have a country that doesn't believe that. I was hearing about this woman who was a whistleblower for these major bankers. She was an attorney and also worked with, you know, the accounting people and saw that there was some fraud and some laundering going on. And she reported it to all these different agencies and none of them took the case. None of them wanted to investigate. And eventually she was heard by, I think, the Senate, and the Senate warned the company, do not fire this woman. And of course, she got fired. She didn't live very long after that. Let's put it that way. A lot of people think her death is suspicious. But she came out with some music videos where she was talking about how in the 1800s, our Constitution was abolished and rewritten to allow banks to have the power. Almost like a totalitarian society would. And, I mean, I just found that so odd. She wasn't just a whistleblower. She had just a little bit extra information. And she shared as much as she could before she passed away. She wasn't ill or anything. She died suddenly. And she was like 70 or something. But she was healthy otherwise. And she was doing interviews up until her death. And, well, you know, I'll find her video, or it's on YouTube, and I'll find her because I think I saved one of them. I'll definitely send it to you. Have I added you, Kayla, yet on Facebook? Like, is there a way to connect with you and send you material?
Oh, yes. I've got two accounts. You can just send it to my normal one. You can find me, Kayla Deneen, with my last name at the end. I won't say that on here. But you'll see me. I'm a mutual friend between proof.
Oh, let me go and check.
Right now, my photo is of fluoride and how it's actually a poisonous chemical.
You could just ask me to set up a three-way conversation.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to bother you. I can find her. I'm looking right there. No, I don't see her. I don't see her.
Ow. Oh, my account has been restricted in so many different ways over the last 2 years. I spent all of 2021 pretty much just banned. First, it was like 3 days, then the weeks, and then after the weeks, it was months. I'd get back, post one thing, I'm gone again. at one point, it was funny. I was like, hey, Mom, how much do you want to bet? I'll be off of here in 10 minutes.
Did I hear a cat meowing in the background? Somebody's got a cat over there.
Yeah, that's Harry. He wants to leave the room.
Like, I've been here long enough. Human, let me out.
Funny. I heard that meow. I was like, is that a baby? They sound so much like kids.
Well, yeah, let me let him out. All right, come on, Harry.
Harry the cat.
Yeah, he has his own chair, and he sits next to me while I'm working.
I guess an hour and a half is too long for him, huh?
Well, he sat in here almost all day while I was working my day job also, so he probably wants to either go eat or go to the litter box or something.
Okay. How many cats again? Two?
Six.
Six. I don't know where. Is it that you have two dogs and I'm confusing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
Six cats. I
we have a big enough house. They know how to get along and stay away from each other at the same time.
That's good.
Kind of like siblings.
If a cat is lost outside and you put their litter box out there, they can smell it up to a mile away. That's insane to me. Isn't that insane?
I've heard
yeah,
that
fortunately,
too.
I haven't had to use that, but yeah.
I had no idea. Did you know that, Kayla? That's freaking nuts.
Yeah, I heard that a while ago, and I thought that was really amazing, but we haven't had any cats to need to use that on recently. We've got two puppies, but our cats, we got a really bad flea infestation, and one of the cats was so old, she ended up passing away. They drained her dry. The hospital or vet didn't do anything.
Yikes.
They tried. She had a heart attack before they could.
Wow.
Yeah,
I had to put
really
my cat down. My cat was peeing blood constantly. Like, she'd get better, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories. And she was on all kinds of medication. I even started using apple cider vinegar to give her some relief, and she just kept peeing blood. And then when she had to go, like, she had, like, frequency of urination, she didn't want to make her way back to the litter box. She'd go wherever the heck she was. So it was a bad situation. A lot of blood stains all over the house, and I couldn't take it. And the vet said that she has some type of growth in her bladder, like a tumor. But she's like, I'd have to do a biopsy. And I was like, are we not going there? That just sounded horrible to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give her a few more months, see if she gets all right. And she didn't. And my daughter one day was like, why are you letting her live like this? Like, she just had a whole breakdown. And I was like, you're right. I guess it was very selfish. You know, we loved her. She was a chunky street cat that I have for 12 years. And I just took her. We got a little impression of her paw cast, and we put her to sleep. The vet was very sensitive about it. Like, she was breaking it down step by step before she did anything. She was like, look, first we relax them, and they kind of go into a sleep state. They can still hear you, so they can't move. And then we give them something to stop the heart. So she's like, You won't be able to tell when she stopped breathing. I'll only be able to tell by her heartbeat. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I appreciate it. And so we were petting her, and then she said, I'm going to start giving her the, like, tranquilizer, basically. And the cat, like, I guess her tongue kind of left out of her mouth, like she was being knocked out to sleep. And so the vet very gently put her tongue back into her mouth, and the cat kind of semi-closed her eyes. And she was like, if you want to pet her or say anything now, this is a good time. And we did. And then she said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and give her this shot. And And then she did that, and then she said, I'm going to listen with my stethoscope. And she said, okay, she's gone. And she's like, you can stay here as long as you want. And she shut the door. And we just sat there, my son and I. We were stunned the way it just happened. It was smooth, and she was very sensitive and delicate about it. She was very soft-spoken. It was all around a very kind of pleasant experience, considering how sad it was, you know. My daughter didn't stop crying for, like, days. Even though it was her suggestion to do it, she cried for days. But my son and I, we were just like, wow, man, like, that was real. You know, like, that really happened. We just were in shock. Even though, like, I don't know, it's surreal to have something alive in front of you and then gone the next. So maybe that's what it was. I was processing it.
Well, yeah, and then they're also part of your family.
Yeah.
Cared for
both
them. And
yeah.
So I feel bad changing the subject. I am going to change it, then.
Yes.
So I'm reading here on the Gateway Pundit. The New York Police Department is ordering every officer to show up in uniform for possible unrest over the Trump indictment.
Oh, God.
I mean, they already had a huge, it was the same, it was the 18th. I believe that was a Sunday. They had a huge show up, and there was, no, it was a Saturday. So it was a Sunday. The Sunday was Friday, the 19th. There were no incidents, no arrests. It didn't even make the news except that people were going to gather that day. People had big old flags. They were out there honking and waving and praying. Nothing happened. Unrest. If anything, it'll be the anarchists and the those Antifa-like folks that are going to be showing any unrest. And those people you can spot, well, the color of their hair usually helps.
Well, and but they're going to be counted as Trump supporters.
Of course.
Oh, you know it.
Plaid shirt and all that. Because that's what Trump supporters wear, right?
So did you guys see that Madonna is going to do a benefit concert in Nashville?
Yes, for the LGBTQIA plus community.
Yes, she's going to do a benefit concert for that trans person that shot up all those people.
Why is she doing the concert for that person? It should be for the children.
There's a hierarchy, that's why, and being trans is more important than being a kid.
That's right.
Like, you don't want to use...
That's why Brandon is out there talking about how we need to have more trans rights.
More.
Okay, I know that in, like, the first hour of it happening, Jean Pierre was on there telling people it's the Republicans' fault that we haven't passed more gun legislation.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Doesn't even... What?
You know how many people told me that I love guns more than I love kids? I was like, okay. Talk about straw man argument. These people are weak.
They really are. My friend shared a video, and it's this person going off about how it's Republicans' fault that those kids died, even though it was a trans liberal person. Well, I don't know if they were actually liberal, but if they're trans, I'm gonna go on a limb and say it was probably liberal. But they're going after this person, or going after us, basically, because of this person killing kids. And I'm like, wait, this person was obviously psychotic and had issues to work through. Like, what type of medicine were they on? You want to sit here and say we need to get rid of guns? No, every single society that has ever gotten rid of guns within a decade always turns on their own people and commits mass genocide. That is exactly why they're trying to do this. That is exactly why there's a new shooting almost every week, it seems. A long time ago, when it was constitutional carry everywhere, you didn't hear stories like this. You might hear of a bank shootout from robbers, but you didn't hear about children being targeted in schools for any reason. I mean, my own mom and me were talking the other day, and she was telling me about, she remembers that there were, at least in some states, they used to actually have gun classes in the school. Like, they'd have a range to teach them how to use them. And now you don't have any of that anymore. You don't have any of it. And instead, they try to talk about guns as if it is this terrifying thing that's going to kill you. No, it is the person using the tool. You can kill somebody with a knife. You can kill somebody with a pencil. You don't need a gun.
That's right. And these people managed to find a way to get them illegally, the black market or knowing somebody who knows somebody. There's a way to get them off the streets.
More laws, more regulations aren't going to stop aren't going to stop criminals. It's going to stop law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves.
That's the truth. And you know, it's funny, my ex-husband asked me if I supported the people getting like concealed carry weapons. And I was like, absolutely. And he's like, really? I'm surprised you say that. And I'm like, well, there would be less people calling 911 for protection from a crime and more calls for an ambulance. If anything, there'd probably be more funerals. But I said I fully support people being able to defend themselves, because when you really need the police, they're 4 or 5 minutes away.
If you're
at
lucky.
The very minimum. Right. At the minimum. So I'm like, why wouldn't I want people to be able to take care of business?
Mm-hmm.
That's preventative. We're not the pre-crime police. You know, it's like we're there after the fact. You're your best defense.
And if they're out there getting concealed carry license, which I'm trying to do in the process, since I live in a state that's constitutional carry, I have a weapon, but I still want to get the concealed carry so I can go through the classes, learn how to use it better, and be able to take it in places with me in other states.
Oh, good. Good for you.
So that's the point.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky my job allows me to carry. That's really the only way that I would be able to get my hands on one in New York. It's otherwise, if you own a business, that's your best chance at getting a license or the ability to carry. Not concealed, but just carry. And you have to have, you know, you have to follow certain rules, right?
So what is New York's gun policy exactly?
Well, basically, like, when you fill out the application in the city for a gun, you're basically donating to the city of New York, because the application will get denied. There was a huge scandal about how they were only passing applications through for people who sent bribes to the office and the people who did the approvals. And, of course, you know, somebody squealed and they let the cat out the bag, and then we find out it was mostly business owners, mostly Jewish business owners who were looking for their gun permits, and they were all approved because they were paying thousands of dollars under the table. But basically the application is almost as thick as a daggone phone book, if you remember what that looked like. And you have to explain to them why you deserve one, which I don't think there's ever a good enough reason in a state like New York. They believe that they belong in the hands of the police, and that's it.
That is mind-boggling. I knew they were strict on it, but okay.
Yep, and it's never going to change. It's only gotten worse, and I think, I don't know if you saw proof, but my former Governor Cuomo spoke about assault weapons. Did you see Did you see this?
No.
I've seen quite.
Let me send it to you. I was like, wow, this guy actually. I'm surprised he's still alive. Let me send it to you, please.
Didn't he try to go after quote-unquote assault pistols at one point?
I don't know about the pistols part, but he calls them, in general, assault weapons, which
like,
is just ridiculous. Let me copy this. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Copy. Case to prove.
I did not get that part.
It says you don't hunt with an assault weapon. You don't need it for self-defense. He couldn't pick out an assault weapon in a room full of guns. He couldn't pick one assault weapon.
And
like, you know, Kayla's saying, if I stab you with a pencil, guess what I just used? An assault weapon. Well, assault weapon. An assault pencil.
I mean, literally, I found a video yesterday. A man in Vancouver was stabbed to death at a restaurant out in the open public, and nobody did anything except for the person taking a video.
Yeah.
He went up there and started taking a selfie.
Was that in Canada?
Yeah,
Ottawa.
Vancouver.
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of the one Chinese man who went in, and I think he killed 26 students in a province in China with a knife because they don't have gun control. But they're just like, we hate guns, not the person that's actually doing the issue.
Right.
I cannot believe Gaga. I'm still stuck on that. I cannot believe she was doing a show for the murderer.
Hmm.
Well, we know there's a hierarchy, so if I believe this is a false flag myself, because everything
Agreed.
Just looks too perfect on this. Because my main question is, if all those kids were upstairs, how did they get the kids to move so quietly and so many of them? Even if it was adults, you can't get 1,000 or 500 or whatever the amount of kids are to move quietly up a flight of stairs all together in sequence without anyone, like, being slow or loud.
Oh, especially with kids in elementary school age, they're going to be either – some of them aren't going to know what's going on, so they're just going to be talking, no matter what their teacher says. You're going to have the others who are roughhousing because they're kids. You're going to have those that are so scared they're crying. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then I got to send it to you. I need to do more verification, but I've seen and got a picture of supposedly the shooter changing their shoes. They just changed from one spot to another.
Right.
And then they keep saying they're using AR weapons. I'm like, you mean Armalite, the company who makes them? They're like, no, assault rifles. That's not what they are.
All retard. No, it turns out that wasn't an AR. I forgot what you call it, Poof. What was it? The thing that you drop a handgun into that extends the length and the hand grip.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll find it.
I wish I could help.
I'll find it.
While she's doing that, I'll talk a little bit more about the shooter. Something I've seen on the shooter is that supposedly this person was being counseled by one of the head priest or preacher that ran the local church, who was also working with this school. It's a Catholic school. Supposedly he was the main target.
Yeah, but they said that this person wanted to shoot up another school, but the other school had too much security. So that this person, that wouldn't have been their first choice. So how would they? Oh, and something else that says it's a false flag event. Guess what they found after this person did some shooting? A manifesto.
Oh, yes. They scrubbed everything, though. They scrubbed the social media and they scrubbed the manifesto, and anybody who reposted it got suspended from social media.
Yeah, the thing I've seen is that the FBI is currently going through it, and then they're going to release it, supposedly.
Oh, of course. Well, they're the ones that make the manifestos, so they'll go through it when they're ready.
In all honesty, I really want to know what A, medicines this person was on and what therapy they were going through. I really do genuinely believe that the powers that be that are trying to cause this chaos use therapists, and even if they don't go through the person themselves, but use the files that these people have on all of us that go through therapy. They try to find the most weak ones, the most isolated that they can use to cause this havoc. It is 100, in my mind, I see it as the easiest and most plausible thing to do, especially when they still have programs out there like MKUltra. You don't have to agree. That's just my opinion on it.
Right. I hear you.
Did you find it?
The shooter had access to AR-style handgun. The gun?
On the gun, I know they were saying they thought they had two semi-automatics and a pistol.
Well, I don't believe a thing that they come out with right away, so I'm not one of those people ever that just comes out and believes immediately whatever story they throw out there. I most of it comes back, so I never jump to conclusions like that.
No, because normally that's what they want you to focus on, the first story. They don't want you to do any digging further. Moment you start doing digging, then you start asking questions, and they don't want that.
You really think it's the guns?
But no, it's the person that did it. Can't blame the weapons. But they are, because they're going after our Second Amendment.
That's right. It's a Kel-Tec. A Kel-Tec sub 2000. So the way the Kel-Tec works is you fit it to your handgun. It extends the muzzle and the handle so that you can rest it against your shoulder and you can point it using an extended grip with your arms. So I'll send you a picture. It's a Kel-Tec sub 2000. I knew it started with a K. I just didn't want to. Let me show you proof. You can see how you can easily fit like a Glock in there.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. But the way people are like, even Corinne Jean-Pierre is saying, you know, that trans people are under attack and that they're grieving the loss of this trans person. It's like, wow. That's reason to riot right there. But you won't see any reaction from the right. You'll see it on Twitter. A lot of good that does us, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm just still trying to understand how it is that every radical leftist is just jumping on the bandwagon of this transgender person did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is the first multi-shooter, the multi-person shooter, I should say, where someone shoots up a building and people are proud of it and they're cheering it on.
Right.
I've never seen it like that before, ever.
No, never. This is the first. Even the one prior to this, nobody was really celebrating. It just gets buried, you know? But it's because of Tennessee, the ire that Tennessee has garnered now for banning HRT and surgeries for teens and kids.
Yeah, that's what they want you to focus on.
wasn't this shooter on hormones for, like, testosterone for quite some time?
Yep, I believe it was Audrey Hale to become Aiden Hale.
Right.
I think they just got the Patsy personally.
Yeah. There's no way a mentally unhealthy person who gets loaded with hormones they weren't born with is not going to have some type of emotional reaction.
Yeah, but one of my questions also is, allegedly after the shooting happened, this shooter was just in the hallway by themselves?
Yeah, it looks like a training video. I hate to sound like a skeptic.
That's what I was thinking.
Now, what are they going to do? They're going to knock down that building, too? They're going to tear it down also, so we don't see what it looked like on the inside?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Did they tear down the Uvalde building, or was that a different one? Sandy Hook?
It was planned to be torn down. That's what we were told in the news. I'm not sure if they've done it yet.
But well, then that makes no sense. If it was planned to be torn down, why would the kids still be going to school?
I know. I think because they needed the time to transition them to other buildings. But, I mean, they really, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, that when they call a school shooting, it doesn't have to happen during school hours or inside the building. If a bullet strikes a school building, and you know a bullet can come, and I don't know, from a certain distance, from a certain type of handgun, just on a drive-by or just kind of like two people shooting at each other, that still counts as a school shooting. So we have so many incidents like that where people shoot one another and they're outside of school or on school grounds, or it's late at night and they're on the school property and they shoot one another. It still counts as a school shooting. So it looks like we have thousands of school shootings from the year 2000 to now. But the statistics don't lie. That even the ATF says it on their website. Every website that breaks down the number of school shootings explains to you that there doesn't have to be a motive or intent to harm children or staff, and it also does not have to happen during school hours. It can happen off the campus because the school zone extends past the building. It could be a block away or two blocks away. If that's still considered the school zone, then you have a school shooting. So that is absolutely ridiculous. It skews the numbers upwards drastically.
Yeah, that is purely just a way for them to skew all the data.
They do it with suicides, too. They add suicides to the number of people killed by gun, and they add it to the total of people dead from gun violence. If you take out the suicide, the number is cut in half, and the U.S. drops down way below other countries that have way more people killed by guns, not by suicide. And it says it, too, in the charts. The U.S. is the only country that counts suicide in gun violence totals. So when you look at the countries of South America and Central America, they're way more violent than the U.S., which means that we have a safer country than we're being told, which is crazy. Because the media will run one story for weeks and make it look like the worst thing since 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. And they'll always point the finger somewhere else, you know. It's always somebody's fault. It's always the gun's fault. It's the neighborhood. It's the state. It's the government in that neighborhood. It's the Republican. It's too conservative. It's never the person.
I just don't understand how people don't realize these things are being done with a purpose in mind. And I mean a background purpose, not the purpose they tell you on TV.
Mm-hmm. It sounds too conspiratorial for them. Nobody wants to subscribe to that.
I think when they invented the term conspiracy theorist, it was to make people who actually discuss this stuff sound crazy, because that's something you only see in a movie. There's no way that's real. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Newsflash, every conspiracy theorist in the movies are always right.
I think it was the CIA that created that term, and it was to dehumanize people, right, who were onto them. And look, you have all these useful idiots using it. And I mean, that's the thing. I don't know if you ever heard of Yuri Bezmenov.
No.
He was a Russian KGB agent. And he came and started teaching people when he defected from Russia. And he left the KGB, he started saying, these are the things that we use to take over a country and to take over people. We see them happening in the United States. And he was like, this country is going to be gone. It's going to be full of dehumanized people who can be manipulated easy, and that even if you show them proof, they won't believe it because they're so dehumanized and so programmed and conditioned. And that's the problem. That's why we have such a difficulty getting through to people. And I think it was Mark Twain that said it's easier to fool someone than to convince them that they've been fooled. That's the problem. It breaks the ego.
Well, yeah, and also it pulls the carpet out from underneath of them. They don't have an understanding of life or the world anymore once they realize one of these bricks in their foundation was nothing. It was a lie.
Right.
And they would rather...
Nobody wants to believe.
Mm-hmm. For instance, y'all remember when Alex Jones a couple months ago was being taken to court in Texas over the supposedly, I believe at the end of the day, it was these people were being threatened because Alex Jones said the kids at Sandy Hook didn't actually die.
Right, and like Sandy Hook. He has a ridiculous payout, like $90 billion or something like that. I forgot how much.
Mm-hmm. But I think the parents of some of the kids who died were suing him because they were being threatened or something by people claiming that it was a lie, it didn't happen. Which is why I say false flags don't mean no one dies. It just means it was done with a reason. But the actual judge sat there and told the jury multiple different times throughout the hearing, this man is guilty. Which, first off, that's an affront to any normal court proceeding. But everything they did in that one was, in my eyes, wrong, and I was trying to talk to a friend about it at work once, and he didn't want to focus on what the judge was doing or what the judge was saying to the jury from day one. They wanted to focus on Alex Jones. They want to focus on the person. I'm like, no, you need to focus on the constitutional stuff going on. And they're like, no, we're going to focus on the person and why they're a bad person and they deserve this to happen. Like, wait. But no, I'm like, you literally can't. Right now you're ignoring the constitutional is being broken. We are literally living under totalitarianism to an extent when you allow this to go on and you don't confront it. It's like diluting our justice system, essentially. It's going to be non-existent soon. But people want to focus on
that. It is. We're already there. We have judges that don't even uphold the law, that dish out, you know, disproportionate sentences to people based on their political background, then, you know, we have activists. We don't have judges. And we see it with the Department of Justice, with the FBI, with the IRS, with the ATF, with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. We see it in the Senate and the House of Representatives. We see it with the President, Vice President. So we have a big problem. It's so pervasive. It's become the norm, and it's celebrated, and that's the problem. Celebrated by the media, controlled by six families.
China's got to be happy.
You're going to make a fortune now with the oil, and we're going to be in debt and beholden to them because they make everything that we have, everything.
We're following in their footsteps and falling for every single trap. Actually, I feel like we're going headlong, not falling, choosing
it. I'm wondering how long China's had control over this country. They already have police precincts they're setting up in New York City.
Oh, I've also seen one for the UN in Utah. One woman went into her hospital, and she actually has a video of it. It might take me a minute to find it. But this woman went into a hospital, and it was nothing but Chinese people, basically, and some other people with UN outfits, and they told her she needed to get out. This was now a UN facility.
Yeah, that was New York, yeah. And it was supposed to be a COVID testing facility, I remember. That's right here in Manhattan.
People with eyes to see realize, like, okay, this is their first ground forces. And wasn't it Obama or was it Bush who passed a law where if there was unrest in America, they could bring in the UN to basically put, what is that called, martial law on us because they can't use our own military against us? Something along those lines.
I believe it was, I want to say Bush, but I think it was definitely Obama. But, I mean, with Bush, we have the Patriot Act, which is like, and they were trying to do, like, a Patriot Act Part 2 with that TikTok ban, which was everything but banning TikTok.
Right. All I see on TikTok personally is people being stupid, not anything worthwhile. Occasionally you'll have someone who shares a clip of like a congressional hearing or something, and they're pretty good, but I don't know.
No, the most followers, you're right, are people who do stupid stuff. Just eat ridiculous amounts of food in front of a camera while showing a movie clip, twerking, fighting. But I share news clips, right, that I screen record and upload, and it tells me that it's taken down because of integrity and authenticity, that I violated their community guidelines, so I have to dispute it. And, of course, the disputing gives you, like, 5 multiple-choice questions, none of which apply. And I feel like if I don't pick the right one, you know, like, it's going to get taken down permanently. I have so many clips that have been deleted. Things that have happened in the news, I can even put a disclaimer and say a hashtag, this is comedy, and it still gets deleted. And it's because people are reporting it. It's not just the AI and it's not just the computer. It's literally reported by people who are stalking and following my TikTok account. Nothing else to do with their lives. And they talk about being targeted people themselves. These people that do this, because you know exactly, it's the Rainbow Crowd and the Rainbow Coalition. You know, I put videos up of Boston Children's Hospital talking about how kids will get hormone treatment as long as they have a counseling session. That's all it takes. One session. And they'll make exceptions to surgery because there's no law that says that they have to be 18. It's just a recommendation. So we do have kids having gender reassignment surgery as young as 15 or 16. And there's evidence of it, and there's more than a handful of kids in the country who have had those surgeries.
Oh, I know that there is a one woman I just watched. Well, I think it's this child had a double vasectomy when they were 13 years old.
Right.
And now they're trying to transition back, and you can't.
Right. And then they get mad because they're like, why did these people support this idea? Like, I wasn't mature enough. They should have been in the... Right, exactly. And this is what we advocate for. It's like, just let them be 18. I even think they should push for 21 because there's that part of the brain that hasn't even developed and understood cause and effect yet.
Well, yeah, isn't it your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 23?
Yeah. And believe me, I have a 25-year-old, and I wanted to even say that that's 25.
Well, that's understandable. At 30, I still question myself. I know when it comes to the gender reassignment surgery and all of that, I've tried to talk to people about it and how they're trying to target younger and younger people. For instance, back when Biden was inaugurated, he appointed Rochelle Levine, which is a transgender man to a woman who is not qualified to be a health official at all, first and foremost, not qualified, but made this person the health person for that. And they're talking about trying to push hormone blockers on children younger than 5. And when I try to talk to people about that, they tell me I'm lying. They said there's no way. They would not allow that. Like, literally, hospitals already lining up to take and transition children 9 years old.
Right.
You're telling me that's impossible?
That's crazy. Like, I don't know any kid that knows anything about anything and understands repercussions, that they would be in a state of mind to decide that a hormone that they weren't born with is okay to put in their body so they can stop going through puberty.
Well, they can even get them at age 3, they could decide for themselves, but they're not old enough to go to a kindergarten class, but they're old enough to decide that they want to be a girl.
Amazing.
No, really.
It's a slippery slope because soon they're going to be able to decide that they can be in love with an adult. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
We know it.
Well, I mean, in California, they already passed the law where, I think I talked about this last week, actually, a 10-year difference. So an 18-year-old can be raping an 8-year-old, and it won't matter because it's 10 years different.
Right.
It's like, it's a slippery slope, and I'm not
consensual, right? Like, what is consent? If they redefine and they have to control the language, we're helpless. That's why I said there's activist judges. That's why I'm telling you that the law is already done. We're done. We don't have people who believe, who are in positions of power who uphold the law consistently. They're able to be bought, manipulated, blackmailed. They live such shady lives that people have enough info on them to use it against them and hold it as use it as leverage. Sad state. And usually we find out a lot of these people who promote things, anything trans, are judges, are people who molest their own kids, their own foster kids, or who do child porn or who have child porn on their computers. Like, that's the kind of people we're finding out they are.
It bugs me because I'm curious. I'm like, how many of these people, I wonder, went to Epstein Island? And I know a couple weeks ago they just released at least 2,000 pages of some of the transcript of people that were there, what happened with them. And it's still like nothing. I'm not seeing any arrests of any of these Fortune 500 companies that we know were on the Lolita Express. So that's basically what they do. They use honeypots to control people to pass these laws.
That's
how the
world works. My back hurts so much. Oh my God, I'm dying. Oh, so tired. I'm about to take 3 Motrin right now.
All right, so what else are we up to here?
Oh. I'm taking my pills. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, Project Veritas released a video I want to send to you all later.
Project Veritas or James O'Keefe? Remember, those are two separate entities now.
Oh, both of them have released videos. I was actually about to talk about James O'Keefe's new thing. It's OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. And they're looking for people to help out in whatever state you live in. They're looking for people that will help out to try and figure out. One of these companies is basically laundering money, donations, through people who will donate to them maybe once or twice a year, and they're donating through these people thousands of dollars a day, multiple times a day. And these people have no idea this is happening. So Mr. O'Keefe, he actually is on the streets going to these people's houses, asking them about it. And they have no idea this is going on. Like, so what's the legality in all of this? How do we figure out exactly where that's coming from?
Great.
But I know from what he's reported, it can be anywhere from one person donating $17,000 to $200,000. And they're mainly retired people, the elderly.
It's a great story. It's a great bust. He's a hero.
Mr. O'Keefe is. I'm not entirely sure about Veritas, but they're still producing some stuff. I forget what it was today. A whistleblower over how terrorists are coming into our country and how he got in trouble because of how he reported it. He gave the names of specific ones, and he got in trouble the first time. He was told he wasn't handling the immigration process correctly for giving out names. But he's actually reporting, like, look, these people are legitimately tagged as terrorists, like level 3 or what. He goes through different levels. There are T1, T2, T3 or something. And these are some of the biggest names they've got. And he goes on to talk about how when we bought our leaving of Afghanistan and Iran and all that, that day when those people came over on the plane, he confirmed dozens of them were actual people on our wanted list. Like, this, and he's being silenced over it.
It's insane. Upside down clown world.
Between, like, my own thoughts on this, it feels like they're bringing in their silent army for when they decide to finally invade fully.
Right, and meanwhile, we're as far as Brandon goes, he's basically playing chicken with China. Like, go ahead and invade. We want you to invade.
Right. I don't think anybody's going to do anything nuclear either. Sorry, but I think nuclear is going to go right out the window. Nobody's trying to do that, especially not Putin. I don't think he wants that at all.
No, I saw a report earlier today where supposedly U.S. agencies are reporting they no longer are getting word from Russia about their nuclear programs. That if all communication's gone quiet on that end. But you never know.
It's crazy that they're over here like... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
I was saying, like, you know, the whole thing with Trump going back to that is, like, crazy that they have all these charges and counts of for the indictment. And we literally saw a video with Hunter Biden weighing and measuring crack on scale and snorting coke with hookers. Like, it's insane. He has a joint bank account with his father, the president of the United States. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you also have the ones where he was on a video with doing stuff to kids, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they've got multiple photos and all of that. I mean, the man has the finger lakes on his back, which is one of the number one sites where people go missing.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
But no, you're just a conspiracy theorist if you think there's any connection Like Ukraine is known for one of the places where human trafficking happens.
That's
but
right.
It's just crazy to think he has any connection to that. Just crazy.
Before the war, they were talking about how corrupt that country was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not corrupt now. Because they're victims of Putin.
And all they can do is keep sending them a lot of money to support your war.
Oh.
Then I'm still kind of curious on the pipeline situation.
Like, right, wasn't there some, like, a bunch of guys on a little paddle boat that blew it up? They managed to go 300 feet underwater and bomb the pipeline and put themselves out of harm's way before that methane destroyed them underwater and took all their ability to breathe.
But allegedly they went back because there was a second bomb that was supposed to go off that dudded, so they didn't want to be found, so they went back and picked up the second bomb.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure you cover your tracks.
Yeah, but just a bunch of neighborhood guys from Ukraine. They're not rich. They don't have any resources or connections to anybody. They just put this little scheme together, and they said, we're going to do this.
Yeah, within, what was it, 2 months of Biden saying if Russia invaded Ukraine, he would shut down the pipeline?
Yeah.
Right. But there's also momentum of the fact that
coincidence.
That's an ecological disaster. They're not going to be charged by any country for it, for destroying marine life and the air and contributing to pollution, air pollution.
No.
No, they won't be charged.
That's a secondary thing. They want to start a
amazing
war.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it seems like we've been at war, a quiet war.
Oh, yeah. Americans, I think we're going to be, we're in for a very rude awakening on the war end, I feel like, and monetary side.
Right.
Oh, when it comes down to it, I really do believe. Have y'all ever watched the They Live movie?
Yeah,
of course.
It's
a classic.
It's in theater. Yeah.
It's what I feel like we're living in. It's just there are certain people who just don't see anything of what you say. And when you do talk to them on the subject, in their mind, it gets linked to something completely different.
Well, yeah, but now they can say that, well, Trump's the one that got arrested.
The only thing I have on that I can even remotely see as a possible good thing coming from this, they have now set the precedent for presidents to be indicted on crime. So depending upon how this goes,
Now they have to get the right district attorneys in there.
Yep, you are right on that end.
Yeah, so that only works if you have the right people in charge. Otherwise you can't.
Well, outside of talking and making our voices heard, at least on my end, there's not much I know of what to do yet. I'm still learning the political side of my own state system. So all I can do right now is talk. But I do pray we're going to get good people in there because people are waking up. I really do feel that.
It's one thing to wake up. It's another thing for people to catch up and learn everything that they missed out on. And it's a lot. It's overwhelming. It's a little saddening, you know.
Oh, God, it's completely heart-crushing when you, at first, yeah, I at first when you start out, you're like, oh, it's the banks, oh, politicians are bad. And then you actually go into how everything is being done to a certain extent to control the way and condition the way you live in our particular society, how the society itself is set up to keep us in this little rat race. And I like to say, slavery was never abolished. It was just extended to include all of us. But that's the way I feel anyways with this system we live in. But people are going to start learning that, and that's little stuff. Then they have to learn about, oh, human trafficking, child trafficking, adrenochrome. Like, there's layers of all of this. You learn about
the
royal
unfortunately, the average person on the street isn't trying to learn any of that.
No, they're just concerned with their football game.
Okay.
I died.
I see. We're in a glue trap now, Kayla. Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure you two knew each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was looking for her, but I couldn't find her.
That's wild. That's the thing. I didn't see you as a mutual friend with proof.
Again, when I go onto people's profiles, it still tells me I'm restricted for 90 days.
Yeah. Well, I'm not allowed to talk in groups until tomorrow around 4 p.m., so I'm excited about that.
Oh.
I'll still on probation yourself?
The whole month of March, proof.
What did you share that got you in trouble this time?
I forgot. Oh, it was a picture of a trans man's fake penis.
Oh God!
Well, you're afraid to say penis?
Oh, my six girls appear. Six girls appear. I'm sorry.
I thought it was funny, though, a few days ago when this person is suing the TSA because they identified as a woman, and when the TSA person asked this person, what's in your pocket, and this person said that it was her penis, and so this person is saying that the TSA agent squeezed her testicles.
I saw that. Oh, my God. I'm like, you're not a woman. You're a man. Oh, on that topic. So, this was about a year or two ago. So I think this person might be anywhere from 23 to 26 years old. Someone that I...
Okay.
Work with. They went to school. No, they went to school to become a teacher and they went to tutoring.
What the hell is all this noise?
Sorry, that's me.
Oh. All I hear is like shadows in like a bag or
I didn't realize it would be that loud.
It's really loud on my end.
I just bought myself if you know what a chroma key is, I just got myself a green screen.
Nice.
I don't know what it is, but congratulations.
As soon as I learn what it is, how to use it, I'll be using it. That's when you can put videos in the background, like if you're sitting at your desk and it looks like you're like someplace else.
Oh, okay. Then you're going to be
So I'm going to start trying to do some videos after Easter.
Nice. So to my story on that topic, So this person has gone to school to become a teacher. They work with children now. I was talking to them over the this stupid gender topic, where they're saying there's like over 60 different genders in California at the time when I was talking about it. And then this person jumped in and said, oh, well, I was just in school and I learned that there are multiple different genders. He's like, what do you mean? And they're literally teaching in college that there are dozens of genders. I was like, so what are the chromosomes for them then? What are they called? This person has an explanation. So they're like, I don't know, it's just what they taught us. But there's XX and XY. I'm like, there's two genders. And on the off chance of the same gender would be a hermaphrodite, he has both. So that's one amazing.
And Kayla, I just can't believe that your body parts that you have on your person has become so controversial.
What?
I mean, really?
And being cisgendered is like the worst thing you can ever do.
Even the word cisgendered is like the phrase. It's almost dehumanizing and insulting.
Yeah, because you're comfortable in your own skin, that's supposed to be like extremely terrible and offensive. Like you're supposed to be angry at all times. Because allegedly, I read this earlier in the month, that if you are happy, that means you're racist. Only non-racist people are angry at all times.
I wouldn't finish. That's not pretty.
So, yeah. So I'm never one of those people that could be really angry like that. I'm just not an angry person.
Well, I am.
Okay.
Especially 5 days out of the month.
Why would you be angry?
5 days. 5 days out of the month, I'm extremely angry for no good reason.
So there's no reason to be angry?
Oh, yeah.
What would you
have
to be angry
about? I'm being facetious. I'm talking about my menstrual cycle.
Oh, that. I thought you meant at work.
No, 5 days out of the month? No.
Oh,
I work them angry every day, no
know.
Doubt. No, I mean, this week I tried to take a day off. It was impossible. I just dread going there. I hate it absolutely so much. It's unbelievable how emotionally exhausting it is. I don't even take a lunch break. I work 8.5 straight hours sitting and standing and talking to people, answering the phone, talking to people, going back and forth between a printer and a computer. No break. I have to eat my food in front of people while they talk to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no break.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Does your state have laws about break times?
Yeah. You think any of those people care about those rules? Crazy. They have to have somebody relieve me. Somebody has to take over the phone and the front desk. And there's no one. They're so short-staffed, they don't have anybody to do so.
Yeah, because they were too busy firing people for not getting a gene therapy.
Right, exactly. Oh, those people quit. They were smart.
Well, you're getting there.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll be in St. George soon enough.
I'm trying to find that Bible verse where it talks about people
like becoming fools that think they're wise. I just can't remember. Oh, yeah, I think I found it. It's like Romans. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That these people, the way these people are like, look, this is how gender works. People who identify as men can be pregnant, and they can have babies and periods, and they can breastfeed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're also a transphobe if you're a man and can't get a period.
You know what's even more foul is that men with no alterations to their body whatsoever, except for just calling themselves female, are going on dating apps and calling themselves lesbians and are calling people out who are lesbians for not wanting to date them because they are not interested in what they have physically. And they mock them by saying, oh, why are you so focused on my genitals? Why are you thinking about my genitals? It's like, really,
if
that's
I'm
what
lesbian,
attracts
that's kind of
these people. Right? Like, that's what they're attracted to, dude. With a full beard and a face full of acne and back hair.
Yeah, uh-huh. But if they said that I only date trans people, then they wouldn't be racist, though.
Right. And this dude said on a radio podcast to a bunch of women, a bunch of liberal millennial women, or maybe they were Gen Zers. He's like, look, I would not ever date a trans woman because I'm not interested in that. That would make me gay. And they're like, no, that's a woman. That would not make you gay. He's like, yes, because have the body of a man still. If they're not postoperative, that is a man's body. And I'm not interested in that. And they were like, oh, my God. And they got up and they left the show. And they walked out and in a fury because, you know, this guy's like he's being honest. And they don't even call it a penis anymore. They call it like a G-Y-R-L-D-Y-C-K. Like a good alteration of those words. Yeah, again, 6-year-old is here. And then if you don't want to do it, then you're a bigot. You're a phobe. And that's very rapey, that mentality. Bad thing. So ridiculous. How old are these people?
So what about these furries when you say that you don't want to date somebody that dresses as a cat?
Does that mean furry phobic?
I don't know I've never heard furry phobic, but I would assume that's the correct term. Right?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Furry phobic. Do whatever you want. But why?
Right?
I don't understand it.
No, I don't understand it either, girl. I never will. And that's the thing, like, the way that people are willing to fight this and die on this hill, that a man can just, without any alterations, it doesn't have to be taking hormones, he doesn't need a surgery, he doesn't have to do anything different about himself. He just has to say, I am a woman. And I think there was a dude, I forget what country, he just recently protested this. I think it's Canada. He's one of those massive weightlifters. He just declared himself to be a woman, and he went and joined the women's team, and he decimated them and broke the record for powerlifting just to prove a point.
You've never see a trans woman who became a man. You will never see one of them participate in the Olympics because they will not be able to compete.
That's right. They need to get that through their thick heads. These people are ridiculous. I can't believe this even an argument. 2 years ago it wouldn't have been. It's outrageous. This whole gender thing just took off like a trend, and all the people willing to just rally behind it are fools.
Well, look at all these people that are on Saturday saying that they're going to unleash a bunch of violence to protect trans rights.
Right, and they got some shirts with guns on them talking about trans rights or else. Or else what?
If they become violent, then they become the terrorists.
Oh, no. They'll be completely justified because they're saying that they're being genocided.
30 of them died in the past 5 years, and most of them from domestic disputes? Ridiculous.
Or suicide. Most of them.
Right, because remember, we count suicides as gun violence in America.
Which is so stupid at the end of the day.
I can't take
it. Ah. Oh. Didn't we go
you,
on? Is it illegal to commit
so much
suicide?
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, Kayla, I know a lot of the stuff that you know or you're learning now, Poof and I have known for years. I don't know if it's he and I have been at this longer or we stay in the loop when it comes to politics, but if you think, if you want to smack your head now, there's so much to learn that you're going to be smacking your head for a long time, repeatedly, at the stuff. Your jaw is going to hit the floor. There's just so much to be disgusted with and at politically in this country. And it's not all centered around race or colonialism or other BS like that, like the left would have you believe.
It's a legitimate, actual, like, how do you, what word do I want to use for this?
Yeah, I know. There's so many words that come to mind.
I would say the biggest stuff to have to worry about is the fact our own government are using these tactics to confuse the people, so we're not paying attention to them. It's like 1984 is coming to life right in front of us. Animal Farm is coming right in front of us.
Right. And Orwell predicted a lot of this. I don't know why he saw it coming, but he was dead on. And that's why I shared that link in the group chat with you, Kaylee, that man in that video, he said that warning to America in the 80s, and we were already way far into whatever program had already been set upon us. We were in over 100 years already in. So when you go back over the presidents and you see all the things that they did, all the ways they contributed to the demise of this country.
I know.
I know you're going to wonder who's in charge. Who's in charge of them? Because it's not them.
Nope. What was it? The last actual real president we had besides JFK was Nixon. And Nixon wasn't even voted out. They took him out and then they put an unvoted in official and they made this person president. And it's like, wait, how did none of us realize that?
I think it was Ford.
Yeah, Gerald Ford came after Nixon.
And he wasn't voted in. That's mind-boggling. End of the day.
Right. So, like, that, there's a lot of rules around that, I think, when somebody takes over an impeached president's position, I think they can't be impeached themselves. He was never elected, though, but he's the only president who's never elected. It's important.
Yeah,
it's a big part of
remember
history.
That they got rid of the vice president first before they got rid of Nixon.
Right. And Gerald Ford was a game player. He played great with the corporates and the bankers. He did what he was told. He was a team player, not American team.
God, no.
Right. Yeah. It's sad. We've had some good speakers. Like, Reagan was a great speaker. I remember hearing his speeches as a kid growing up, and I find out, you know, a lot of the stuff that went under his tenure as president, and how I was appalled. He was a Republican. So, like, I don't believe in anything to do with the parties. You know, we have to see what it is that people are interested in. Is it to do with America? Are they just demagoguing, pulling our legs, you know, double talk? I don't know. It's hard to know. People are such good actors. And once they get in front of a camera, they're like a different person.
You're not wrong there. They want you to see the best of them, so they're going to show you, I'm this squeaky, clean person. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, Hunter Biden snorting crack.
His father probably
well, it's not even behind the scenes. He talked about it on 60 Minutes.
Right? I remember seeing that. What was it? He pointed down and he was like, oh, if you drop crack, there's no one better to find it but than me. Or something like that.
Yeah, he said yeah, he was searching for crack and he smoked a lot of Parmesan cheese because he thought it might have been crack.
I just don't understand how literally on 60 Minutes, but everyone, even Biden himself, I know no one smarter than my son Hunter.
He's the smartest guy I know, he said.
That's saying a lot, Joe. That's saying a lot.
Well, he knows someone that could smoke crack and doesn't go to jail, so maybe he has something.
Yeah, after Biden himself made it where if you had, like, a quarter amount that equals, like, a quarter in crack, you're going to jail mm-hmm. for 5 years. Oh. Then the drug system itself, I think, is messed up. First off, if we're going by constitutional-wise, if someone chooses to do that, as long as they're not hurting someone, you have no right to interfere. As messed up as that sounds, that would be true freedom. But then on the second side of it, it's also being pushed and used to destroy us at the same time.
I'll just wait and see if this Restrict Act becomes a thing.
The what?
The Restrict Act.
What's that? I haven't heard of it.
The one where they talked about banning TikTok, but instead they just want the right to go after anyone that, any company that they feel is a threat to America. And if you're using they also want to ban VPNs, and if you're caught using a VPN, it'll be 20 years.
Right. 20 years in jail, baby. Yeah. Hey, those federal jails are good, though. They're better than the county. You got good dental. This is what I heard.
Yeah, so you can kill someone and get 6 years in prison, or you can have a VPN and get 20.
Yeah, that's a good sentence. That's what it's called anyway, Kayla. It's called the Restrict Act. We just were calling it the TikTok Ban Act. You know, that was the nickname it got. Just kind of sort of summarize what it was that it was supposed to be about, but it was not.
Okay, okay. Literally, you have to... Buying a VPN is the easiest way to make sure people can't find you.
So that's the idea. So, by the way, you asked for him earlier, V, so Bianchi called in.
Oh, badass. Nice.
You know, I'm going to tell you guys something. Mm. And you can close your ears, but what you're seeing going on to Donald Trump is a bunch of what we call nigger politics.
Woo!
And he is experiencing racism. That is plain, outright racism that never will be called for what it is. And I should know because I am black.
Yes, you are, yes. From what I've seen, you are. Dang, you went there though with the word. Hmm?
And if this don't take, if this don't make us want to fight more, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. I think Chris Rock.
That is pure communism.
One way to make the man win, he's gonna make him more popular.
Well, I'm going to vote for him early and often.
Ah.
In these states like Missouri, the Republican Attorney General need to get rid of that Kim Gardner down in St. Louis. You got to attack them just like they're doing you. She need to be gone under any pretext. It's just ignorant. And if you don't believe now that we're not under communism, if you don't believe now that there's not a fifth column that's working here in the United States, I don't know what to tell you.
Donald Trump's his speech he just gave, he flat out stated, we either destroy the deep state or they're going to destroy us. He flat out admits about it.
You're damn right. I want to tell you something about these trannies. Any transvestite that ever have been on puberty blockers, they should not be allowed to have a gun. They should.
Mm-hmm. Well,
back in the day, if a person trying to get into the military, if they was ever on Ritalin, they were not allowed to enter the military. That's when, and this happened much in the black community, that mothers was receiving them damn crazy checks. I don't know if y'all know what the terminology, where that crazy check terminology, but that was the checks that mothers received for allowing their children to be put on these psychotropic drugs.
Didn't know that either.
They called it a crazy check. Do the Google on it. And you had some judges that were receiving kickbacks for sending children to prison. And that was up in New York, and a lot of them got caught on it and were fined hundreds of millions of dollars. So, no, what you're seeing going on to Donald Trump is nothing but racism. It's trying to keep the man from running.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's voter suppression.
And well, and Mike Pence today said that if Trump is indicted, that he should drop out of the presidential race.
Who said that?
Mike Pence.
What?
Mike Pence is a damn fool.
Oh, Mike.
But anyway. You just got to keep note. This young lady that's on here, this is a learning experience for you. Make sure you take it in very, very well. And remember the names. Please remember these names because they're going to pop up again in the future. And when they do, you want to knock them back down just like the pop-up clowns in those toys. Knock them back down. Proof, you're about ready to go off. I'm going to get off of here. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye, Pianchi.
Have a good night.
Nice. He just drops it on us and he's out, right, Proof? Just like that. Bam.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong at all.
No, he's not. I got to agree with the man. I certainly wouldn't put it that way. I haven't heard that expression before, but dang. Dang.
Oh, what was it? Something he said made me think of something, and now I'm blank. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, it happens a lot, especially on the radio.
I do know that they said if Trump were to actually be charged with the crime, like found in court guilty and they make that decision, he wouldn't be able to run because he has a charge against him?
Yeah, that's right. That's fake news.
Right, yeah.
No, I was just asking if that's what it was.
They're going to probably make it a new rule. Because they're making so many exceptions for Trump, obviously, making misdemeanors, felonies, and so on.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen them go after a president or vice or ex-president like this ever in my life. I know I'm not that old, but I remember the hate people had for Bush. I remember the first day of Obama's administration, people in my school were going around yelling that we just elected the Antichrist. I'm like, I'm not even 18. I can't vote yet. Shut up.
Well, I mean, I remember Trump. I remember Bill Clinton going through it, well, interrogations about what redefining the term sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky and Paula Jones. Is her name Paula Jones? And just the way he was described, evening.
Juanita Broderick and all them, yeah.
Right, he's a very handsy guy. But he was a smooth talker. Played the saxophone. I remember he played on a late night talk show. I don't know if it was Arsenio Hall or what, but he won the people over. I mean, even I voted for Bill Clinton. And to see him on Epstein's plane like over 2 dozen times.
Times on Epstein's plane, and that's not counting the times he went to Epstein's place in France, which
right.
Bill Gates visited a lot more than Epstein Island.
Getting a massage from a teenager, just wow.
His teenager is a very loose age definition
A young teen, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't use the word child, but she's definitely not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Young teen. But, I mean, we live and learn, you know. I'm not a Democrat anymore, and I will never, ever. But I also don't believe in party loyalty either. And I know that this world is controlled by people who are in the shadows, and they have a lot of money and a lot of influence. They like to stay out of the limelight. And people know who they are because, well, in high places, you know, just part of the 1% crowd. I know I was born into a worker lifestyle. I'll never be rich, most likely. I definitely won't be part of the 1%. I'm not willing
you'll
to
have
do
enough crypto to get you going, though.
Right, I'll have enough to get by and to leave something to my kids in my absence. But I'm not willing to do what it takes to get to that level of wealth. I think it requires a lack of scruples or values that I won't be willing to compromise on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they talk about how, do you know who Dr. Stephen Greer is?
Stephen Greer.
Dr. Stephen Greer is a UFOologist who he was a medical MD, but through some experience he went through in life, he has tried to bring the ET topic to multiple different presidents and government officials. He has evidence, but he goes in to talk about how they have these blacked out budget groups basically within the government, and they specifically go and search for the right type of mindset to have those people join them in their illegal activities, basically, these black projects, these secret projects. And Dr. Greer
is talking about it. Leave it there, though, Kayla. We got about 38 seconds to get out of here, or else this shuts down. Regardless if we're ready or not. So thank you, Kayla. Thank you, Lee, for joining us today. Everybody,
thank you.
Support the other shows.
Bye, Kayla.
Until Monday, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can protect the forest fires.